The Yemeni miracle, dotting I's and crossing T's with Nasser Kandil. It's clear to any observer that Yemen endures the harshest and most challenging conditions compared to all other nations in the region, including those of the resistance axes, with the exception of Palestine, particularly Gaza. At the same time, Yemen's strategic geographical position overlooking the Red Sea and Bab el-Mandeb Strait, key conduits for global trade and energy supplies, especially for Europe after the severance of Russian resources, underscores its importance. This vital waterway holds a significant place in American perception of global security and is seen as a cornerstone of US national security strategy. Furthermore, Yemen's proximity to global critical oil and gas resources and US military bases, along with its considerable population compared to its regional counterparts, grants it a prominent standing among Arab nations of medium size, such as Algeria, Morocco, Syria, Iraq, and Sudan, which follow Egypt in population size. These critical elements render Yemen, with its vast oil and gas reserves, the most strategically significant state within the resistance axes, provided it succeeds in safeguarding its position, maintaining its commitment to the resistance, and transforming its strategic assets into sources of power. This is despite these very assets attracting efforts of targeting, blockade, and isolation. The experience of Al-Aqsa flood war has further enhanced Yemen's strategic importance by introducing unique elements of power building and utilization that surpass those of other resistance forces. Yemen has excelled on three transformative and strategic fronts. The first achievement is Yemen's direct confrontation with NATO naval forces led by the US, including aircraft carriers, destroyers, and warships. Yemen successfully established a military balance, enforcing a year-long naval blockade on ships heading to or associated with the occupying entity. U.S. naval forces failed to guarantee unimpeded navigation to these ships, and Yemen inflicted significant damage on American carriers and warships. For the first time in history of the occupying entity, Yemen imposed a prolonged naval blockade that severely impacted its economy, culminating in the bankruptcy and closure of Eilat, the most important commercial port. Additionally, Yemen achieved numerous successful strikes deep within the entity's territory, including its capital. The second achievement lies in the extraordinary mass mobilization of Yemenis in public squares and fields over days, weeks, and even months, surpassing anything seen in the Arab world. These demonstrations reflect the profound trust that Yemeni people place in their leadership and their commitment to the cause for which they are called to fight. Foremost among them is the Palestinian cause. This is not mere rhetoric or spectacle, but a testament to the strategic understanding that popular support is a decisive factor in the endurance and effectiveness of armed resistance. Achieving this amid devastating blockade and a brutal multi-year war that has ravaged Yemen's infrastructure and communities is nothing short of exceptional. In comparison, other resistance fronts, except Gaza, struggle to align their resistance activities with varying levels of popular acceptance, as seen in Lebanon, Iraq, and recently Syria. The third achievement is Yemen's successful development of an advanced, technologically sophisticated military force. This includes the demonstrated effectiveness of its drones, capable of reaching distant targets, and its missile technology, proven against US aircraft carriers and warships, equipped with cutting-edge early warning and defense systems. The emergence of hypersonic missiles during the war, as well as advanced ship tracking and targeting technologies capable of operations spanning the Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea, and the Red Sea, reflect years of persistent effort. This progress required the mobilization of hundreds of skilled scientific cadres and the establishment of specialized manufacturing facilities in secure locations that continued to operate despite all attempts to disrupt them. These monumental achievements highlight the exceptional leadership of Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, the figure behind Yemeni's resilience and success. His leadership style mirrors the effectiveness of the martyr Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, with his regular and impactful public appearances that strengthen political awareness and rally popular support. The unparalleled public gatherings in Yemen demonstrate the effectiveness of this approach, something that Syria has lacked due to its leadership's approach to political engagement, and which Gaza has struggled with since the martyrdom of Ismail Haniyeh, leaving only Abu Ubaida's occasional statements. Iraq also grapples with this void, while Iran remains highly attuned to the importance of consciousness building through the detailed and regular address of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. It's no exaggeration to say that Yemen's achievements verge on the miraculous, if not a miracle itself.